Since to turn number one.
This fight for the eighth position taking place a full straightaway back of the race leader. Blaney with a half car length advantage off turn two. He'll slide up in front. Buescher gives him a bit of room and they are nose to tail.
Well, Buescher probably didn't like that. Let's see what he's going to do down here in turn number three. He'll go up on the high side of the racetrack. Blaney will ride right at the bottom of the racetrack. Nothing he can do about it, though. Blaney's got the spot.
So with now 17 laps to go in stage number two, we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durant. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durant, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durant.
Welcome back to Nashville Super Speedway. Alongside Doug Rice and Cole Custer, I'm Mark Garrow. Joining us in the turns, Rob Albright and Pat Patterson, and our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters, Wendy Venturini, Brad Gilley, and Brett McMillan. We are now 16 laps away from this end of the second stage of the Ally 400. At this point, Christopher Bell has now moved to a 1 second lead over Tyler Reddick. 2.5 seconds back is Kyle Larson. Denny Hamlin, who just took over fourth, is 4 seconds back. Cole, we've now seen a bigger sample size since we restarted this race after the wet weather came flying through here an hour or two ago. What have you seen so far? Are we moving around on the racetrack? Is the track as wide as when we started?
Well, we've seen a lot of different phases of the racetrack today. We've gone from a lot of rubber on the track to all the rubber back washed off after the rain to now it's really rubbered up again, and these guys are moving around all around the racetrack trying to find some clean track without rubber on it. So now the track's kind of gone through its last transition, so we'll see who makes their best changes here on this next pit stop.
Now as we get closer to sunset in the later stages of this race, will the track change again, or do we have what we have given the track temperatures, given the ambient air as well?
For sure. I think as it goes tonight here, it's going to gain more and more grip. And with that, I think it's going to bring more and more people into the fold of having a shot to win this race, because it makes everybody's car handle better. So it's just going to get, the competition's going to get tighter and tighter as we go.
Elementary question, but we speak so much racing language and jargon, and you just said it'll give the track more grip. For people that don't get it, what does that mean?
Pretty much imagine trying to go step or try and go walk on ice on an ice rink, and then when it's more grip, you're able to pretty much have ice, or like ice skates on, or maybe spikes on your shoes, so you just don't slide as much. You're able to take a sharper corner. You're not having to work as hard to try and move.
And will this track, you think, get grippier? Is that what we're looking at?
Yes, I would say as it goes tonight, the temperatures go down, it'll gain grip, and you'll be able to ask more out of your race car.
Christopher Bell right now is not having to ask a lot of his race car. That thing is in cruise control. He continues to ease away from Tyler Reddick. At this point, he's led this race three times for 94 laps. He hasn't won here at Nashville, but all three cup races here, he is one of only three guys that have finished top 10 in all three events.
Well, he's looking to pad that average here today. As Mark just said, he has led 95 laps. He's been the dominant player. We're getting close to the end of stage two. We're past halfway, 174 laps in the book, 126 to go. We were interrupted for a little bit more than an hour by a weather delay, but the sun popped back out, the track dried quickly, and here we are racing again at Nashville Super Speedway.
And Doug, let me talk about something here just a second. I'm watching down on my end of the racetrack. Noah Gregson and Ty Gibbs, they have been tied together. I'm counting almost eight laps. They're coming by us again right now, and neither one of them are giving an inch.
Right in tow is Corey Heim. That's a three-car fight now for that 11th and 10th position.
And Pat is right. I've been seeing the same thing down in turns one and two, side by side, lap after lap. Corey Heim says, keep it up, boys, because I'm coming hard.
Yeah, well, these two guys, I mean, they fought hard each other in that Xfinity Series years gone by now. I love watching them battle these cup cars like they're doing right now. They still haven't given an inch, and Corey Heim's just sitting back there watching it.
Watching all this unfold, they come by start finish line again. Dead heat here between Kyle Busch and Noah Gregson, glued together.
Again, covering the fight for the 10th position, because this is the best side-by-side racing on the track right now. Single file and spread out in front of them. Three cars right together, side-by-side. nobody gaining any advantage.
Oh, man, Ty Gibson, that bright green car. Noah Gregson in that red and blue car. And here comes Heim. He's watching. He's going to pull right up behind these guys. And now Noah finally gets in front of Gibbs as they come to the start finish.
A little farther back, great fight for 14th. McDowell and Carson Hocevar just banged doors. Ross Chastain is right there as well.
And Chastain has picked up more than 10 positions since we restarted this race after the caution. He's right there off of turn number two. Slight advantage for Hocevar. Battling back on the bottom is McDowell. Here comes Chastain, and not too far behind is the car of, I believe that's
Ryan
Briscoe.
Briscoe. Yeah, those three cars go into the corner, shuffle around just a little bit when they come off of turn number four. Chastain is starting to gain on Hocevar.
Yeah, this is going to be a foursome here very soon, Rob Albright.
Yeah, Chastain passed Briscoe a few laps ago, but when he got to the tail end of the cars in front of him, Briscoe was able to close back up. Now Chastain goes to the high side. He'll get even with and now get past McDowell and go after Carson Hocevar.
Yeah, you always hear us talking about the racing back in the pack. Man, it's been pretty good here today. Once again, Hocevar leads this parade into turn number three. There's about six cars involved with this one. Dow's right there, as well as Briscoe.
That happening about 17 seconds behind the leader, Christopher Bell, the next time by. When he comes by the line, there's only going to be, I believe, five laps to go in stage two. Here is Christopher Bell now working his way down across the start-finish line. Gets another lap on John Hunter Nemechek and heads off to one.
And Austin Dillon, who started pretty well in this race and stayed on the lead lap all afternoon long thus far, is in jeopardy of losing a lap. He sits just 10 car lengths ahead of the race leader Christopher Bell down the backstretch.
See Bell with no big challenge at all from behind as he works his car into turns three and four. Bottom of the racetrack for the number 20 driver now. Gets back up on the gas, and he'll come back and see another lap away from this.
1.2 second lead for Bell, and also good news for him. He's got the damaged car of John Hunter Nemechek separating himself from Tyler Reddick.
And behind them, things are closing up for that third position. That is where Denny Hamlin is closing pretty rapidly on the number five car of Kyle Larson, just about five car lengths between them.
Yeah, we'll see if Hamlin can close it down and have maybe a shot at picking up another spot from the five car. He really gets a good entrance into turn three, makes up some time on the five car of four.
Three laps to go in stage number two. Denny Hamlin trying to reel in Kyle Larson in turn one.
The front two pretty much separated and will determine first and second in this second stage. It is C. Bell in a hornet's nest of traffic in front of him. 15 car lengths back is Reddick. 20 car lengths back to the fight for third.
Yeah, and that fight for third is separated by about three car lengths. Into the corner they go down here in turn number three. 14 degrees of banking. Hamlin goes up to the top side of the racetrack. Larson cuts him off.
Two laps to go here in stage number two. Kyle Larson hanging on to third, but Denny Hamlin's going to make this interesting.
Larson is making his Chevrolet as wide as he possibly can. I don't think he can make it wide enough, though, because here comes Hamlin. He'll get even with the Chevrolet of Larson off of turn two. How will they come out in turn three, Pat?
Well, they're going to battle hard for whatever point they can get out of this stage as they go into the corner once again. Larson goes upstairs, Hamlin to the bottom. Larson's going to be the loser on that one.
Hamlin up to third, meanwhile, as he crosses the line. One lap to go in stage two. Christopher Bell working really hard to try to get Austin Dillon down a lap.
And Austin working even harder to try to stay on the tail end of the lead lap. Worst case scenario for him is probably going to be a lucky dog if, in fact, Bell can clear him down the backstretch.
Wow, Larson ran Hamlin up the racetrack on that end down there in one and two. Got that spot back. Meanwhile, look at Reddick go to work. He's still in jeopardy of getting or could possibly get to the bumper of the leader.
Coming back to the stripe here, Christopher Bell looks at the green and white checkered flag. He'll take stage two just like he did stage one. Tyler Reddick is second. Then it's going to be Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski, 6 through 10, Chase Elliott, Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Blaney, Chris Buescher, and Ty Gibbs as we conclude stage two of the Ally 400.
You handle the smoke? Then Toyota Racing wants you. Not the kind of smoke wafting from the grill on race days. Smells good. Kind of smoke from Victory Donuts, drifting less than a hair's width from walls and blasting off to the tune of 300 miles per hour plus. If the smoke smells inviting, we're looking for you. Be part of the action at Toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
Hey, before we squeeze in this local break, Pat Patterson, there was a little bit of extracurricular going on at the tail end of stage two.
Denny Hamlin just flat chased the five car up the banking over there in turns one and two after they got the green and white checkered flag. He was not happy with the way Larson drove him down a lap and a half before that. Down in one and two. So those two guys, there was a lot of steam coming out of the helmets of Hamlin as he came across here and got the stage closed.
I think we may be seeing a budding rivalry here in the NASCAR Cup Series. We got to give it time for our local stations. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Stage two, in the books. It is done. It was won by Christopher Bell, just like stage one. Time now for some pit stops. Let's go down to Wendy Venturini.
Well, we know, Brad, Keselowski is going to come in the fifth position with the call of Dolly. We're going to see what that means. Also directly in front of me is Kyle Larson. He said he needed more overall grip on his machine. And I'm looking at the rear bumper, and he does have extensive damage. And they have trouble on the right side changing those tires for Kyle Larson. Now they're going to grab the second can. They did not get the second can in. They got all four tires. Everyone is shaking their head. Brett McMillan.
Great start for Christopher Bell. Said the balance was good. They told him to stay fueled four tires. And a full tank of Sunoco fuel, Brad Gilley.
Denny Hamlin was so frustrated with Kyle Larson, his crew had to yell at him to tell him to stop beating on his back bumper after the green and white checker flag. Hamlin, tight center, loose off. Very fast pit stop. Four tires in Sunoco. Chris Buescher says his car's a little bit tight. Four tires Sunoco for him as well.
Christopher Bell, first on, first off. Denny Hamlin gains a couple of spots from that number one pit. He is the number two car off the pit lane. Tyler Reddick lost a spot. He is third. Fourth, Brad Keselowski. Fifth, Chase Elliott. Ryan Blaney, sixth. Martin Truex Jr., seventh. Noah Gregson, eighth. Ninth, Ty Gibbs. Tenth, Ross Chastain. Everybody changed four tires, and nowhere in that top ten do you hear the name Kyle Larson.
We'll go back to 28th.
We'll take a break. Come back for the restart from Nashville Super Speedway.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
No.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
NAPA! Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why NAPA Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at NAPA locations nationwide. NAPA!
From Nashville, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Back here at Nashville Super Speedway, where we are under caution from stage break number two. And if you're a Kyle Larson fan, he just took a big dive from the third position and will be restarting in 12th. I'll recap what happened. He actually had contact after the flags were waved by Denny Hamlin. That created some damage in the bumper. When he came down pit road and had four tires, the right rear tire was not all the way on when the jack dropped on the right side of the car. They had a very lengthy pit stop. They also grabbed a second can to try and pack it full of fuel. That did not happen. He will restart in the 12th position. Brett McMillan.
Well, Chase Elliott came in. He said that he couldn't lean on the right front like he wanted to or could before the rain. He felt like maybe that the car cooled off, or the right front cooled off during that rainstorm, and that's why he couldn't do it. So when he came in, they gave him an air pressure adjustment. Nothing more major than that. Four fresh tires as they sent him back out.
So for Christopher Bell, he wins the first two stages of this race. He has now won nine stages this year, ties him with Kyle Larson. Now, only one other time this year has one driver swept both stages in a race. Kyle Larson at Vegas, he went on to win it. Can Christopher Bell do that today? So we're about to go back to green flag racing with 108 laps to go here at Nashville Super Speedway. Christopher Bell the leader, Denny Hamlin second, Tyler Reddick third, Brad Keselowski fourth, fifth Chase Elliott, sixth Ryan Blaney, Martin Truex Jr. seventh, eighth is Noah Gregson, Gibbs is ninth, Chastain in 10th.
11th, the Hosevar, Larson is 12th, Corey Heim 13th, 14th, Byron, McDowell 15th, 16th goes to Briscoe, Busher will be 17th, 18th to Logano, Alex Bowman 19th, and rounding out the top 20, Eric Jones.
The rest of our top 25, Gilliland, Allmendinger, Cindric, Suarez, and Priest. Bubba Wallace will green flag from the 26th position. The pace car heads for pit lane. The crowd is back on its feet as we get set to restart the Ally 400, again with 108 laps to go. Christopher Bell, with Denny Hamlin beside him, will go into the Geico restart zone. Green flag is back out, and we're underway at Nashville Super Speedway. Bell with an advantage on the inside.
The two strongest cars all afternoon long, and teammates will battle for the race lead in turns one and two. It belongs to Bell. Moving to the inside of Denny Hamlin, trying to take over the second position, is Tyler Reddick, and they'll race door-to-door down the backstretch.
Bell out front, side-by-side battle for the second spot. Reddick on the inside, Hamlin to the outside as they enter turn number three. They stay door-to-door now, off of turn number four, locked together, battling for second.
Bell wastes no time in grabbing the top spot and all that clean air, but it's a side-by-side battle with the Toyotas of Tyler Reddick and Denny Hamlin for second.
Ryan Blaney looks like he might become a factor as the sun begins to set in the western sky. He's up to the fourth position, and he's closing on that duo that's door-to-door in front of him.
And they stay door-to-door. No change now for that second spot. They'll race into turn three. Reddick on the bottom, Hamlin on the top. They stay locked together. Once again, all the way through the corner and off of turn four.
Behind Keselowski, Martin Truex Jr., Chase Elliott, door-to-door for the sixth position. Just behind them, Gregson, then Ty Gibbs. A side-by-side battle with Carson Hocevar and William Byron.
We'll go back up to the side-by-side fight between Hamlin and Reddick, which continues for the second spot. That enables Bell to build on about a 15-car length advantage into turn three.
Got one car slow coming off of turn number two. Can't see it. I think it's Michael McDowell that slowed down
down over there. Meanwhile, up front, no change. Up front, Bell's got it. The battle for second continues to rage.
Tyler Reddick down on the low side in his black Toyota, the FedEx machine of Denny Hamlin on the outside, as close to a dead heat as it can be.
And behind them, another dead heat for sixth position. Chase Elliott on the bottom. Martin Truex Jr. on the top side. Lap after lap, fight for second, and now that settles out in favor of Reddick.
Yeah, and now Hamlin's got a mirror full of Ryan Blaney, who pulls right up to his bumper now as they enter turn three. Blaney would like to move up a spot. Meanwhile, right behind him, that's where you find Keselowski holding on to his position.
Keselowski from the high side trying to hold off Martin Truex Jr., who has begun to make his way towards the front. A little farther back, Chastain leading a train that has Corey Heim in tow, along with the Buescher machine and Bowman.
Ross Chastain losing positions on this restart. Restarted in the 10th position. He's now back to 14th. Struggling just a bit. Now he begins to get some pace off too.
Chris Buescher will get around Corey Heim. Alex Bowman tries to go down there. Heim goes to the bottom of the racetrack and cuts off. Bowman almost gets that car turned around there as they regather and keep racing.
Nice move there. Some good battles going on now. William Byron trying to track down Noah Gregson. That's going to be a fight for the ninth spot.
William Byron has struggled since sliding up the banking after near contact on the racetrack, trying to make up positions. He's three car lengths behind Noah Gregson, narrowing that gap down the backstretch.
Watching as Logano now has got Bowman boxed in to his inside. Austin Cindric, they battle their way into the corner in turn number three. Bowman still trying to find his feet under him again.
Last time by the start finish line, Bowman got used up by Logano, who went outside. Cindric went on the bottom across the apron. And as we go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts, pit reporter Brad Gilley.
Pat Patterson talked about how Micah McDowell started dropping back on the racetrack. Well, he has a problem with his gearbox. His car now will not go into fifth gear. Now they shift every lap here at Nashville Super Speedway. So far, it doesn't seem to be a major problem. It's not an ideal situation, but as crew chief Travis Peterson was asking him when he was lifting, were they getting on the rev limiter, then when he would lift, and McDowell said he's managing the car the best he can. Believe it or not, he's actually not dropping too much lap time right now, but his car will not go into fifth gear.
The best battle in the top five right now, Ryan Blaney in fourth. He is being challenged by Brad Keselowski heading into three.
Keselowski gets right to the bumper, now lets the car slide up the racetrack in the middle of turns three and four, regathers it up, and gets a good run off the hill to close the gap.
We now have 100 laps to go in this race, 200 down of those 200. The leader, Christopher Bell, has led 120 laps.
We'll continue to follow the fight for that fourth position. Ryan Blaney down on the bottom, going way up the racetrack. Off turn number two is Brad Keselowski. He gets a good momentum run off that top side.
Yeah, we'll see if he can make the same thing work down on this end of the racetrack. Keselowski goes way up high, lets that car drift up in the middle of the racetrack, goes, tries to get back to the gas and get to the bumper of Blaney. Not quite going to get there.
Best fight on the speedway right now. Here comes Keselowski, peeks to the inside of Blaney, trying to take away that fourth spot.
He was fast on the top in three and four. He'll go to the bottom this time in one and two in an effort to get around Blaney, but Blaney will fight hard on the outside of the racetrack. He's got about half a car length advantage.
Yeah, Keselowski's car not that good on the bottom of the racetrack. Has really been good on the top side. He's forced down to the bottom here in three and four. Blaney,
problems over in turn two, Rob Albright.
The car against the outside wall. And he will very slowly. Yeah, that will be the number 15.
That's Riley Herbst.
Machine of Riley Herbst is off the pace now, and that will bring out a caution.
That is number six as far as yellow flags are concerned in the Ally 400. It comes out with 98 laps to go, and Christopher Bell, your leader.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, C-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up on your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want C-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with C-Max.
Enjoy your summer even more by switching to Total by Verizon. Now you can get 50% off any unlimited data phone plan. That's one line for only $25 a month, and you keep the phone you love. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. So find a store or switch at TotalByVerizon.com. Offer ends 7/31/24. Promo subject to cancellation after 12 months. Available exclusively online and in Total by Verizon stores. Requires a compatible unlocked device and SIM. See TotalByVerizon.com for device compatibility and additional details. Taxes and fees may apply.
Riley Herbst has made it back to pit road as we continue under yellow. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Six yellow flag of the day. Riley Herbst got up into the wall over in turn two a moment ago and brought out the yellow flag. Not a lot of folks want to dive onto the pit lane this time. See Chris Buescher coming in with a handful of others, but none of the front row players. Do see Bubba Wallace coming in to make a visit here to tune his car. Let's check in now with Wendy Venturini.
All right, we're in Nashville. That means some of these teams get creative with their code names. And last time down pit road for Brad Keselowski in the 16, it was Dolly, which was four tires. This time, they requested if he wanted to do Broadway, which is the downtown street here in Nashville, or Hank Jr. And his response, I've always liked Hank Jr. Well, come to find out, that means we're staying out for Brad K. And many of the cars chose to do that. They also, on this end of pit road, Ryan Blaney said he's been a little bit better, but building free, he feels like he cannot put his car where Christopher Bell can. That was the biggest takeaway I heard from Ryan Blaney. He's currently been racing right around that third, fourth position for Ryan Blaney, and he feels like he just can't drive the car quite like those Toyotas up front. Brett McMillan.
Well, Bubba Wallace did come in. He's not very happy with the car right now, so they went back on the air pressure adjustment they made last time, and they gave him a chassis adjustment on the right side. Zane Smith also came in, and he got four fresh tires. Tyler Reddick was told a couple laps ago that they did not get the car full last time, but they said it's not an issue at this point because everybody else is going to have to stop one more time. Brad Gilley.
Buescher, Suarez, Dillon, some of the drivers that came in for four tires, and Sunoco on my end. Hamlin was kept out. Chris Gabehart told him we're just simply not within the window. He does want him to save fuel, however, so they could spend less time on pit road on their final stop fueling the car. Hamlin said his car feels like it's on the edge of being on the stops too hard. And what he was told, that he's going further into the corners than Christopher Bell. But what Christopher Bell is doing is getting off of the corners much quicker, and that's why Hamlin is not able to catch his teammate.
Riley Herbst is the reason we're under this sixth yellow flag, as he found the wall in turn number two. Had a chance to talk to him yesterday. A lot of rumors about his future, whether he's going to move up to Cup full-time, where that could be, the charter situation that may or may not be going with him. Also, as far as silly season news, the guy beside me, Cole Custer, is part of that. So is Josh Berry. A lot of people penciling him in now for the 21 car for the Wood Brothers. We'll have to see how that all works out. So there's still a lot to go into silly season right now. Guys trying to sort things out, especially with Stuart Haas in the situation.
And I got to applaud the guys sitting between us today, Mark and Cole Custer. And I think I might have asked you this up in New Hampshire. It couldn't have been easy to bend and cup and then move over to the Xfinity area. But the way you handled it was really classy. And then you went out and won the title, and you're leading the points again this year. I think that speaks a lot to your character, by the way. Well, all good, by the way.
I appreciate it. I mean, it means a lot. But at the end of the day, you know, you just try and work on yourself. You try and get yourself better. And, you know, in this sport, if you can win as many races as you can, win championships, you know, you hope it all works itself out. But you just got to dig and try and make yourself better every day.
You want to see a cool pass for a win in a cup race? Go back and watch the replay of the Kentucky race that Cole Custer won. I still think that's one of the best winning moves I've seen in all the years I've been doing this, and I think he's going to get a chance to get number two and three and number four here down the road, so we'll see how all that works out for Cole Custer. We're working our sixth yellow flag of the day. And now the teams have been able to pit on pit road. I guess we can give you a full field rundown, give everything situated here. Christopher Bell, again the leader, has led four times for 126 laps and counting. Tyler Reddick is second, Denny Hamlin third, Ryan Blaney fourth, fifth is Brad Keselowski, Martin Truex Jr. sixth, seventh Chase Elliott, eighth Ty Gibbs, ninth Noah Gregson, tenth is William Byron.
Carson Hocevar rides 11th, 12th to Kyle Larson, Chase Briscoe 13th, Ross Chastain 14th, 15th is going to be Corey Heim, Joey Logano is 16th, Alex Bowman 17th, 18th is Austin Cindric, Todd Gilliland rides 19th, and Harrison Burton is 20th.
21st is Josh Berry, A.J. Allmendinger 22nd, 23rd is Chris Buescher with Corey LaJoie 24th. Ryan Preece is 25th, 26th is Eric Jones, Austin Dillon 27th, Daniel Suarez 28th, Kyle Busch 29th, 30th, Zane Smith.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 31st, 32nd, Daniel Hemric, Bubba Wallace, who just pitted under this caution, 33rd, 34th is Justin Haley, Michael McDowell 35th, John Hunter Nemechek, one lap down in 36th. Riley Herbst and Chad Fincham are out of the event. That full field rundown presented by RaceDayNFT.com. Are you a true racing fan? Do you like adding those little die-cast cars and race weekend hats to your collection? Then race on over to RaceDayNFT.com and sign up for free to get the best in collectibles delivered right to your door.
So the lights are off the pace car. We're about to go racing once again. We'll do that with 92 laps to go here at Nashville. Bell has chosen the inside of row one, Reddick to his outside. Hamlin inside of row number two, Blaney to his outside. In row three, inside, Keselowski outside, Martin Truex Jr. Row four, Gibbs inside, Elliott outside. And then it looks like William Byron is inside that row number five. And right beside him, it's going to be Noah Gregson.
Pace car, hard left-hand turn down. Down onto the pit lane, awaiting the waving of the green flag. It's in the air. We're off and racing again. Getting a nice jump is Christopher Bell on the inside. Let's see if Tyler Reddick can rally back in that outside lane.
See, Bell has been the picture of perfection on restarts, but that time, along with him, was the machine of Tyler Reddick. Reddick may have half a car length advantage heading down the backstretch. Hamlin was there, but Truex fights on the outside.
Bell gets right back up with him. They almost.
And, Rob, we've got another car up in the wall. It's Eric Jones, the 43 machine, will bring out quickly the seventh yellow of the day, and we don't even get in a lap before Jones has problems and gets up in the fence in turn two.
Well, almost the exact spot that Riley Herbst hit just a moment ago to bring out caution flag number six.
This is on lap 208, yellow flag number seven. And as is typical, Cole, you see this all the time, they start feeding off of each other. And you can go through the first two stages, one or two yellows, and everybody's tension meter, I think, gets cranked up at the end of this. Looked like he probably had a right front tire go down.
Well, you know, cautions breed cautions. So at the end of the day, it's within 100 laps to go. These guys are going to be getting aggressive. I think Eric at the end of the day had it right front tire go down there. But these guys are going to, you know, let it all hang out here because it's go time.
Now, I think you got that exactly right. If you're just tuning in, you're going, I thought the race would have been over by now. We did have a red flag rain situation. They were able to get the track turned around. It's got to be in record time, and we got back to racing again. Deluge. We had a lot of thunder, lightning, big rainbow. Then the next thing you know, the track's dry, and here we are.
Absolutely great conditions now. The temperature has dropped. The fans are in a totally nice, comfy, cozy condition to watch the rest of this race, and that's certainly great news for this big crowd today at Nashville Super Speedway. Again, if you just joined us, we've had seven cautions now for 32 laps of the 209 that have been run to this point. Christopher Bell has led 128 laps and counting. Denny Hamlin has led 41, Michael McDowell 31, Tyler Reddick 8, Ty Gibbs 2 as far as the laps led are concerned. As far as the biggest gainer since the start of this race, Ryan Blaney and Corey Heim are up 14 positions, Todd Gilliland 13, Martin Truex Jr. up 12, Joey Logano is up 10.
And by the way, Mark, we talked about the big crowd on their social media X account. Nashville Super Speedway announced they were sold out today, so that's back-to-back years that they had a sellout crowd here.
I had not heard that because you and I both talked like we're looking for the empty seat that we were finding difficult to find. So that's great news. Big crowd here. And again, I am so glad Doug, for the fans. They were able to restart this race. They've now turned on the lights at Nashville Super Speedway just in case we might need them a little later on. But we're still 90 laps away, so that's, again, something that they like the drivers to kind of ease into those nighttime lights if they need to be used.
Is that tough, Cole, being the transition from when you have this type of situation from going light and you know a little bit later on you're going to be racing under the lights?
Well, it's always in the back of your mind of, how is my car going to change? You know, what do we need to be looking for here? So I think it's not going to change the track dramatically. I think it's overall going to pick up a little bit of grip as it goes tonight and things cool down. But we'll see. I think it's going to bring more and more guys into the fold here.
Let's check in with Brad Gilley.
All right, so this is interesting. Travis Peterson, as a crew chief, is known for some pretty bold calls. And right now, Michael McDowell, his driver, does not have use of fifth gear in his race car. Right before we went back to green, he brought Michael McDowell in. They topped him off with Sunoco fuel. Michael McDowell is now rolling down pit road at pit road speed. He's coming back in to get another top off of Sunoco fuel. They also have to look at the right rear of his car. Travis Peterson told him, come in, we'll look at the right rear. We will top you off with fuel, and we might be able to go the rest of the way. That's the strategy with a car that is limping around this racetrack. Wendy Venturini, what's happening on your side of pit road?
Martin Truex Jr. just had a big move on that outside right before we came to the caution. He actually had passed more cars. He's currently showing in fifth, but they go back to the timing and scoring loop, so he will be restarting in the fifth position. When he came down pit road just a few laps ago, they made a real big air pressure change all the way around the race car. Now, Martin Truex Jr. said it was the right change, but it was a little bit too much. So next time down in their fuel window when they hit pit road, they're going to go back down on air pressure. But it definitely moved the needle for Martin Truex, and he feels a lot better in the race car where he can move around as matching the speed and the drivability of the other Toyotas.
Cole, how tough would that be for him to cruise around out there and not be able to go to fifth?
It's a big problem. You're just giving up free speed on the straightaways, and it is very hard to competitively drive a race car when you don't have speed down the straightaways. So it's going to be very hard for him to be competitive. He can probably still hang around, but it's going to be very tough sledding the rest of the day for him.
Back down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brad Gilley.
Whatever is wrong with the gearbox for Michael McDowell that lost fifth gear is a big problem and could be terminal. They looked at it. They said there's a hole in the side of the case. Now they just hope to make it to the end of this race.
All right. Hope is quickly leaving town there for Michael McDowell. We'll see how all of that plays out. We saw Bubba Wallace dive back onto the pit road and make one more pit stop. He had a promising day going in the last third of this race. It's not looked good at all. 88 laps to go. It'll be 87 when they come back to the stripe. They didn't change much from the last time we gave you a rundown because we only got one more lap in.
This time, though, Bell has opted for the outside of row one, it looks like. Reddick to his inside.
So that's opposite of what we have seen lately. Although Bell didn't get the jump last time that he had been getting, we've got three of those Joe Gibbs Toyotas up front right now. Our three Toyotas up front right now, and Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick being shown as the leader. Then it's Denny Hamlin and Ryan Blaney as they creep into the Geico restart zone, and we'll restart this race with 87 laps to go. Reddick is the leader to his outside. It's C. Bell right behind May. Making a move to the inside, Denny Hamlin.
Apparently, Reddick was in the lead at the scoring loop. Give him the restart lead, but here comes Bell. Whether he's on the bottom, whether he's on the top, he's going to be the guy to beat. He had a momentary lead, but Reddick fights back, and it is dead even. And it's Martin Truex Jr. making a bold move and running right up on the leaders now, trying to hold on to that third spot. He's going to be challenged by Denny Hamlin on the inside, but the battle for the lead rages at the start-finish.
Truex just went by Blaney and Hamlin on the backstretch. On the outside. Now Hamlin draws inside of him. They're door-to-door. Up front, Reddick and Bell still locked together.
Throw a blanket over the top four. Tyler Reddick down low. Up top side belongs to Bell. Hamlin now separates himself from Truex and then Blaney is fifth. Those two cars up front racing for the trophy of clean air. They get into turn three. Stay side by side. Bell to the outside. Reddick to the bottom. And they stay locked together.
The lead quartet, all Toyotas. They come back down to the line. Looks like Reddick by about a half an inch. Reddick on the bottom to his outside. It's going to be Christopher Bell. Denny Hamlin watching it all.
Bell goes just a smidge deeper into turn number one and again momentarily had the lead, but on the bottom Reddick gets a great run off turn two.
They're going to stay side by side midway down the backstretch. Hamlin now getting very close to these top front two as the two Toyota stay locked together off of turn four once again for the lead.
Chase Elliott drives around Brad Keselowski, move him up a spot, move him into sixth. Meanwhile, Reddick and Bell still locked together fighting for the top spot.
Hamlin watching his driver and his teammate battle for the race lead, just hoping he could get a shot at it, and he gets up a little high off turn number two, loses a bit of ground, and Truex will close.
Yeah, Truex got a better run off of two that time, closes the gap down in that fourth spot. Up front, nobody giving an inch. Middle of three and four. Once again, Reddick and Bell locked together.
Neither one of the drivers want to blink. At the line, it's going to be Christopher Bell, let's call it 2 feet, but Reddick stays glued down to the bottom of the racetrack.
That was the first time Bell actually had the lead as he crossed the start-finish line, but it doesn't translate to the race lead off turn number two because they continue to be tied together.
This is NASCAR racing at its best right here at the Nashville Super Speedway. Reddick's on the inside, Bell to the outside, Hamlin and Truex right there to pounce if anybody makes a mistake.
Certainly it's four cars now fighting for the number one position. Ryan Blaney now trouble out of turn four. Chase Elliott gets spun. He's sliding through the grass. He now gets the car righted across the Ally 400 logo, and the yellow flag is out for the eighth time this afternoon at Nashville Super Speedway.
Looks like a single car incident here for Chase Elliott. He corrected the car, got it off down into the infield grass, and we'll try to watch the replay and see exactly what transpired. Looks like he was back there racing near Ty Gibbs. I don't know that Gibbs touched him. He just lost the air on the car and got turned around.
Back into the car, he got up high in the racetrack and it turned around, and luckily for him, he didn't go into the fence, skidded along the grass, kept the car in the right direction, and has rejoined in the back of the field.
So Chase Elliott spins, as Mark told you, caution flag number 11, and now they're really starting to happen with frequency. We had a yellow at 202, 208, and now 218, and that's a total of eight here today. As Chase Elliott spins, he has been about a seventh place car almost the entire race, and I don't know if both of you have noticed, Mark and Cole, but it seems like you race where you race, meaning if you've got a 12th place car, that's where you have been all day long, and you're just frozen in that spot unless something kind of bizarre happens. Josh Berry has been 13th or 14th, it seems like, for the entire race.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it comes down to track position. You know, it's a hard place to make passes at after about five laps, so if you can have good pit stops, that's a good way to gain ground, but other than that, it is hard to make passes, so you really have to have a good day on track position.
Really kind of hated to see that come out, because that was a great battle going on there between Tyler Reddick, Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr. They were all knotted up in a box there.
The good news is it ain't over. These two are going to go at it again as soon as they drop the green flag. And as they cross the line, 80 laps to go in this event, 5 leaders, 14 lead changes, 8 cautions for 36 laps and counting at this particular point. And again, Christopher Bell has led the most laps, 131 to Denny Hamlin's 41. Tyler Reddick, who's currently leading, is at 15 and counting.
So we'll see how all of this unfolds. Chase Elliott now, after spinning, is passing a lot of cars under the yellow after he came in on pit road. So is he going up to send a message to somebody, or I didn't see him get hit by anybody.
He was by himself.
Yeah.
I mean, the back end just kind of walked on him as he got up the racetrack at the very exit of turn number four. And watching the in-car, I mean, he went in the corner and nothing really seemed to be a problem. Next thing you know, you see his hands, you know, crossing over and the car spinning and him trying to kind of catch up to the steering. And so that was a very odd thing that happened to Chase Elliott.
You know, I think he's actually trying to get his spot back in some kind of way, because he never truly slowed down that much. So he's trying to get back to where he blended back in, or where the caution came out, because when he was going through that grass, he was still going pretty fast.
Yeah.
So he's trying to get spots back.
You're exactly right, because they froze the field at the time the yellow comes out, and he hadn't lost but maybe a half dozen spots. Let's go down to Wendy Venturini.
Okay, strategy employed right here, because the 12 of Ryan Blaney stayed out and did not come down pit road, but Martin Truex Jr. on my end does. James Small said they were right on the brink of being in their window. They're going to need a few more cautions, but Martin Truex Jr. felt good. They went back down on the air pressure. Brett McMillan.
All right, Chase Elliott came in. No apparent damage to the car.
They're putting the left rear tire on right now, put the flaps down, and they send it back out.
So everybody dives back out onto the racetrack here. Let's go back down now to Brett McMillan.
Ross Chastain, the first one off of pit road. That is a strategy move from crew chief Phil Surgeon. Denny Hamlin, he was told by Chris Gabehart, right on the edge of the fuel window, he was not willing to do a two-tire strategy. They took four fresh tires, and they packed that car tight with Sunoco, but they are going to be right on the edge, these teams who just pitted.
So as they come off the pit lane, it looks like Ross Chastain is going to be the first car off the pit lane, followed by Joey Logano, then Josh Berry. And we'll have to see, again, those somebody have been some gas and go, two tires, a lot going on there on pit road.
Watching Chase Elliott, the replay of him bouncing down through the infield grass, he didn't really tear up the car much. He might have dinged up the front just a little bit, but for the most part, it looks like he came out of that unscathed.
No, and the grass is now about a quarter inch shorter.
He mowed a little bit.
Yeah, he mowed a little bit
of agriculture there.
Yeah.
And now they're still going to keep them under the yellow, so there'll be at least one more lap before they turn them loose. The last 100 laps of this race are going to take a while.
It's going to be interesting, Doug, when this race restarts. So Blaney's up front. He has proven to have a pretty quick car today. Not the best, but he's been quick. Then you have A.J. Allmendinger, Corey LaJoy, Bubba Wallace, John Hunter Nemechek, Michael McDowell, who's stuck in fourth gear. So, that could make things interesting.
This could be a very interesting restart here with some cars that aren't that fast mixed in with some pretty quick cars. Back over to Wendy Venturini.
William Byron back on pit road. They had a slow stop the last time on the right side. So Rudy Fugel decided, go ahead, bring him in. He's going to be the last car on the lead lap. We'll top him off with fuel because as Brad and I have just documented up and down pit road, we're right on the brink of being in that fuel window.
It's been a tough day for Hendrick Motorsports on pit road. Tough pit stop for Byron. Larson had problems on a pit stop that cost him a lot of track position, so it hasn't been exactly all clean for two of those four teams today on the pit lane. Let's go down now to Brett McMillan.
All right, Mark. Christopher Bell came in during this round of pit stops as well, put on four fresh tires, and as he was leaving, Adam Stevens told him, save, because you're going to be on fumes. So it sounds like they intend to go the rest of the way. Also, Chase Elliott did come on the radio after that spin, and he just said that he got loose, nobody else to blame.
All right, yeah, that was evidenced by the replays that we saw there. Let's go ahead and take you through the full field here as we have 77 laps to go. Ryan Blaney will be shown as the leader. A.J. Allmendinger second. Corey LaJoy third. Bubba Wallace up to fourth. John Hunter Nemechek is fifth. Ross Chastain sixth. Joey Logano seventh. Josh Berry bounces up to eighth. Ninth is going to be Justin Haley. Kyle Busch will be 10th.
11th, Tyler Reddick, who went on to pit lane as the leader. Christopher Bell, 12th. 13th, Chris Buescher. Denny Hamlin, 14th. 15th, Daniel Suarez. 16th, Martin Truex Jr. Austin Dillon, 17th. 18th is Brad Keselowski. Austin Cindric, 19th. 20th, Ty Gibbs.
21st, Daniel Hemric. Alex Bowman is 22nd. 23rd is Kyle Larson. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 24th, 25th to Ryan Preece. Zane Smith back in 26th, Noah Gregson 27th, Corey Heim 28th, 29th, Carson Hocevar, and Chase Briscoe is 30th.
31st is Todd Gilliland, Chase Elliott 32nd, 33rd, William Byron, Michael McDowell 34th, Harrison Burton in the 35th position, then 36th, the first car one lap down, the only car one lap down, Eric Jones in 36th, 37th, Riley Herbst is out of the event, also a DNF in 38th, Chad Fincham.
You know, I'm looking at the guys up front right now. Ryan Blaney has won a race this year. A.J. Allmendinger, zero. Corey LaJoy, zero for a career. Bubba Wallace, no wins this year. John Hunter Nemechek, zero for his career in Cup. And Ross Chastain, no wins this season, along with Logano, Berry, Haley, and Kyle Busch. There's only one win represented in the top ten.
And I tell you what, there are some cars up there that could be roadblocks, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're going to Chicago next week. We're about to see what happens on the freeway when things get clogged up in one of the lanes and everybody dives for what's left.
Yeah, because you got to go back around to about 11th place with Reddick, Bell, Buescher, and Hamlin to find the really fast cars that have been the dominant players this year. Pat, this could be a jailbreak here.
Yeah, I feel sorry for anybody that decided they thought they ought to go home before we came back and got this part going.
of the race. Going to be a lot of fun here. Tell you what, somebody might get their feelings hurt. You've heard that before. Up front, A.J. Allmendinger and Ryan Blaney. You got him sitting right there. Corey LaJoy's in it. Bubba Wallace. As you guys just said, roadblock is the word. We'll see if it turns into that right now. The field is headed for the Geico restart zone.
John Hunter Nemechek, by the way, in fifth, doesn't have a right front fender. Just saying. Don't know how it's going to play out. Green flag is back out. Blaney gets the jump. Again, Allmendinger and Corey LaJoy locked side by side for the second spot.
Allmendinger gets a big push from Bubba Wallace. Now he gives up the push, tries to go to the outside, but Bubba will slide up right in front of him. The lead to Ryan Blaney off turn number two. Fight now, side by side for the second position.
Yeah, LaJoy on the inside. Outside is A.J. Allmendinger. You got Chastain and Bubba racing hard side by side into the corner, out in front. Blaney's got the lead, and he'll make the most of it off four.
Corey LaJoy drops back to third. A.J. Allmendinger will take over the runner-up spot. Here comes Joey Logano down on the bottom of the racetrack. He's going to battle Chastain. Chastain has Wallace to his outside.
Three wide into turn number one. The guy in the middle comes out with that position. That's Chastain, but Joey Logano would like to challenge him as they charge off turn two.
A.J. in second. LaJoy in third. Logano driving hard into the corner. Bubba's drifted back one spot. That's the way they'll race midway through three and four. We got a great side-by-side battle for that fourth spot.
Christopher Bell losing a lot of spots. He's locked on the bottom and blocked in. Meanwhile, Logano, Chastain still locked together as they fight for that fourth position.
Looks like they might have touched doors going down the straightaway and entering into turn number one, but neither one of them will give an inch. Slight advantage off turn number
trouble.
Two.
Trouble. Christopher Bell up in the fence here, Rob Albright.
Now, Christopher Bell has hit the outside wall and loop. The car significantly damaged. He'll continue, but the caution will come out. And a dominant afternoon looks like it's going to come to an end.
He has major problems. Left front, Christopher Bell. That indeed is probably going to be a DNF. We'll take a break and come back for more racing from Nashville Super Speedway.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When your wiper blades do more smearing than clearing during a storm, it's time to replace them. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get a pair of Bosch Pure Vision wiper blades on sale now. Buy one, get one free. Offer is valid in-store only. Our professional parts people will even install them for free. Get a better view of the road at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
A car that led 131 laps and dominated this race will be on the hook here shortly as Christopher Bell crashes down in turn two in a single car incident. From Nashville, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Back here at Nashville Super Speedway, caution flag number 9 on the day. Christopher Bell crashed in turn 2. Let's check in now with Brett McMillan.
It's been an effort for him to get back to the pit box. He lost power when he hit the wall, only on the left side. But he got it refired, then he lost power, then it lost power again. He made it around to the start of the pit lane, but it looks like it's lost power again. He says the front end is completely junk. He's not sure if he's broken a toe link at the rear end or not, but it looks like he's come to a stop again. And if he can't get it powered up, that may be it for the day.
They're taking a wrecker out onto the pit road right now, and they'll give him a little bit of a shove. That car's been sitting there for the better part of a minute. And you're right, Brett, it's not even all the way down to where the first stall is on the pit lane, Mark.
And no, it's not. And again, a dramatic turn of events. And again, a very odd thing in mid-pack, Cole Custer, three cars wide in front of Tyler Bell. He was the meat in the sandwich of another three wide directly behind them. He kind of broke free of his little squish moment there in the middle of that, but as soon as he pulled up to John Hunter Nemechek, it's like he had no air on that rear spoiler at all, and the car just immediately started to turn.
Yeah, he was probably in the worst position you can be in as a race car driver. Middle of three wide, behind another group that was three wide and ahead of him. So he was in pretty much a no-win situation. And I think where his head was at is he had lost positions on that start. Not by his doing. He was just in the wrong lane. And he was trying to be aggressive to make those spots back up and maybe just asked a little bit too much out of it. But it's a shame. Christopher Bell and that team had a really fast car today, but they're not going to get the checkered flag.
Little bit of a shout-out to A.J. Allmendinger, currently being scored in the second position. This is his seventh Cup start this season, running a part-time schedule this season for Colleague Racing after a full-time schedule a year ago. And his best finishes this year are a trio of sixth-place finishes, Daytona, Coda, and Sonoma for A.J. Allmendinger. So he is batting .500 for top tens in his part-time schedule. So I guess it shouldn't be all that much of a shocker that he's up there, but they've used pit strategy to get there because Allmendinger has not been able to show the speed all day, but neither has Corey LaJoie or Ross Chastain or really Joey Logano, Bubba Wallace, and yet there they are up front. And when we dropped the green flag on that restart, they stayed there. They didn't get shuffled to the back as quickly, maybe as I thought or maybe some other people thought.
There have been a lot of players in this thing now. There are a lot of players. The opening for the opportunity to win this race just increased dramatically. The best car easily of the day is now being worked on the pit lane, and it's irrelevant to the outcome of this race now as he's continuing to drop laps. And there was a lot of damage there. Glad he's okay because that car did spin around and hit driver's side. As they'll come back around this time, they are still going to remain under the caution. I see a few safety vehicles on the back stretch here as they take every opportunity they can to clean up the racetrack during these cautions. We're down to lap 232. Still 68 laps to go. We may be close to full dark when this thing is done.
And again, as we mentioned before, they have already turned the lights on here at Nashville Super Speedway. No question we're going to get the full distance in today after about a, 1 hour, 90-minute delay because we had a big weather storm come through here, had some lightning with it. So NASCAR asked all the fans here to get undercover, take for their safety. But it quickly went through, and then the sun came out, and between that and the Toyota track drying team, man, this track was race ready in no time at all.
And we've seen some great racing today. If you ever doubt that they can put on a good show here, we just saw close to 10 laps of side-by-side with Christopher Bell and Tyler Reddick. And it was a great show, and we've seen a lot of that in the back, but not so much in the front, but they proved you can do it here.
Cole Custer, I've been told by the Cup drivers, when it comes to the next-gen Cup car, the best tracks are the ones that are wide enough so they can break away from a driver, find another lane, which gives them some cleaner air on the nose of their race car. This seems to be a track that's really opening up three and four lanes now in the turns and allows the drivers to go find some fresh air somewhere to get down on the nose of the car, get them as much of the maximum downforce as they can.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that people have realized with this new next-gen car is that the dirty air effect is definitely amplified. So when you're behind another car, it is very hard to get your car to handle. But when you have these tracks where you can move around, you run different lanes, it puts on really good racing because the drivers can now go somewhere else to try and find grip and make passes.
So we have been given the one-to-go signal. We'll do that with 66 laps to go. It is Ryan Blaney, your leader. He chooses inside of row one to his outside, A.J. Allmendinger. In row number two, Corey LaJoie inside. Ross Chastain will go to the outside. In row number three, Logano inside. Bubba Wallace on the outside. Then you move to row four, Josh Berry inside. Chris Buescher on the outside. And then after Buescher, it is, I believe, going to be Tyler Reddick is going to be inside of row number five. Beside him, Kyle Busch. And then in the next row, it is going to be Denny Hamlin in that row, I believe, with the 51 of Justin Hill.
Curious to see if the two faster cars in this group, in the person of Tyler Reddick and Denny Hamlin, can fight through this and get up toward the front. It's not going to be easy. Passing is a premium here at Nashville Super Speedway as the field gets two by two coming out of the exit of turn four. Pace car dives on the pit road following our ninth caution of the day. Field, Geico restart zone, green flag is in the air, and we're back to business. A.J. Allmendinger on the outside, Blaney to the inside. Next in line, it's going to be LaJoy and Chastain.
Blaney had said he couldn't run the lines that the Toyotas did. Now he gets to set the pace. He's got clean air. He'll just bust with A.J. Allmendinger, and it's single file down the back stretch for the front two, and then side by side for third. Blaney's got the lead, and Allmendinger only a car length and a half behind as they race into turn number three. Bottom of the racetrack, there are as many as three wide behind them, trying to sort out the positions all four.
Blaney, Allmendinger, then it's Chastain fighting for fourth. Inside, LaJoy, Wallace on the outside. Behind them, Logano on the bottom. On the outside, Chris Buescher.
Ryan Blaney has been a fifth to tenth place car all afternoon. The guys behind him have really not been in the hunt. Right now, they're up front. Can they stay up there? Blaney's advantage over Allmendinger, four car length.
Bubba Wallace is locked in a tight battle.